This morning, I attended the Herald Angel Awards at the Festival Theatre. I caught up with Keith Bruce, arts editor of the Herald, and he told me why two Edinburgh International Festival artists were lucky enough to win awards.
Well, obviously because they were both examples of excellence in the International Festival and in Festivals Edinburgh. Gunter Schuller, of course, is a legend, and both in classical music and in jazz. And we're still to hear his jazz concert coming up this Thursday at the Usher Hall with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra. But our music critic, Michael Tumulty, was absolutely blown away by his conducting of the RSNO in that All-American programme that was the first concert outside of opera at the Usher Hall. Michael was completely spellbound, profoundly moved and deeply affected, according to his review. And he doesn't bandy those words around lightly. Lemmy Bonifacio is just... his Mull company is just one of these things that you would only ever see at Edinburgh International Festival. You can't imagine that sort of work ever coming to Scotland without the festival. The stage pictures he conjures up. I mean, our dance critic, Mary Brennan, was our reviewer for that, and he is a choreographer, but he's so much more than that. He's a great theatre maker, and it was just a unique experience. I mean, I saw Birds with Sky Mirrors myself, and I was profoundly moved by it.
And is there anything that you're looking forward to that's coming up in the Edinburgh International Festival programme?
Well, this weekend is just a packed weekend. I mean, whether we're impressed by them in order for them to win Angels next week, I don't know. But obviously we have Caledonia, the National Theatre Company's new show, directed by Anthony Nielsen, scripted by Alistair Beaton this week. We have The Gospel at Colonus, a venerable show from Lee Brewer, who's brought great work to the festival. I mean, huge hopes of that. And the Worcester Group, a company I'm an enormous fan of, with Tennessee Williams' Vuokari. So, I mean, any of these might be here next week. Who's to say?
Okay. Thank you very much for speaking to me.